one's for Michael. Let's go. Yeah. Hello and welcome to Unbought and Unbossed, Canadian political news and views. This is show number 118. Today is April the 22nd, 2009. It is Fun Drive. Unbought and Unbossed is an independent voice dedicated to presenting and discussing the political and social issues most relevant to Canadian citizens. This show contends that 9/11 is Canada's single most important issue because the self-inflicted attacks of 9/11 are being used as the justification for the current overthrow of our democratic and sovereign nationhood, turning Canada into a corporate-driven plutocracy. The official story of the 9/11 terror attacks and the ensuing war of terror are deeply troubling and are at the forefront of this radio program. I strongly encourage listeners to question what you think you know about today's world events and to analyze the motives behind our traditional news sources. Each week, new segments of Unbought and Unbossed offer further evidence for these incredible claims, which are either omitted or distorted by the mainstream corporate media. Turn your televisions off. You are being lied to and conditioned to accept this madness as our inevitable future. We must work to return the future of the human race to its rightful owners. That's you. Our ignore it and maybe it will go away on its own mentality is killing us, and it has to end now. It is high time to wake up and to educate, to learn to work together, and to find the courage to act on our love for one another. Our every freedom is at stake in this battle for truth and accountability. The prize is nothing less than the health of our collective human soul. The revolution has begun. I suggest you find your role. Okay, very nice. Bruce Coburn, as always, actions speak louder. We're going to be listening to DJ Shadow and Ashley McIsaac to fill in this little what's happening today. And, well, what is happening today? It is Pledge Drive. I have two guests with me in studio here, Bob Hansen and Jesse Schroeder. Say hello, gentlemen.
Hey, Raymond. How are you doing?
Hello, hello.
Yeah, welcome back. 6 months minus 1 week, we did a fun drive. You two fellows came down, helped take it home. It went real well. The topics were fascinating, and so welcome back. So this seems to be a pretty good agreement we got going on.
This is home. This is where you like to be, Raymond.
Well, I'd like to claim the credit here, Raymond, for helping you out. But in all honesty, anybody who knows Raymond or listens to the show week after week knows that he works really hard to put this together. And I got to say, I'm really impressed by the effort that he's put in this fun drive. And so as much as I'd like to say we're maybe a good luck charm, I'd say it's all due to yourself and the support that you get here through all the...
We're getting a lot of support. I've been calling some of my people. I've been emailing them. And, well, I've gotten a lot of response so far. And the Canadian 9/11 Truth Movement has really come through.
Yeah, it's a real signal. Obviously, there's a demand here for truth from a certain segment of the population. And you can certainly see that these people are putting their money where their mouths are. And I want to thank everybody who supported you and this radio show. And it helps to keep this a current topic. And, you know, that's very difficult in this day and age of the short attention span to actually look into an issue and investigate it and keep it current and keep it in context and add history to it when it comes up again.
And to try to get it public, you know, that's what I'm trying to do on this show, man, absolutely. You know, figure out history as it's unfolding. We're living in such remarkable times right now. I'm really honored to be able to be on the air and be given free license to cover what I figure people need to hear.
What Confucius said is applicable here, and that is three things cannot long be held from view: the sun, the moon, and the truth.
Interesting. Nice, nice.
Confucius.
to Cascadia Public Radio.
Okay, so there are... I've got a very vague outline. I usually have my outline down almost to the minute. And, you know, sometimes people don't call in because, you know, they know that I've got a packed show and I'm hoping to get out as much information as possible. Well, this show is going to be quite different. I would love for people to call not only the office but on air. If you're a regular listener, for example, and you would like to give a shout-out and encourage others to... you know, get through that fear of talking about the uncomfortable issues. You know, that 9/11 was an inside job of some kind. That, you know, this financial crash is being planned. That Obama is nothing but a better actor than Bush. There's a lot of problems out there, and we need to break this. These left gatekeepers, they have a wall, and there are certain things they won't go over. And this show tries to stay on the other side of the wall. And it's difficult. It's difficult.
Call us with your taboo subjects. The on-air line is 740-1017. That gets your voice heard. And if you think you've got a piece of truth or something that people need to look into, something that needs to be investigated, some injustice or something that ties together the larger picture, then definitely give us a call on air.
Yeah, especially if your local newspaper and media broadcast, on the evening news. You know, issues they're not covering, because that's what this fund drive is about. For me, it's not about the musical shows. For me, I'm so concerned about the future of Canada and humanity in general that this is a desperate wake-up call. I don't tell you how afraid I am for all of us. You know, I try to maintain positive. But anyways, what I'm saying is that those of you in the know clearly understand how important independent media is, and I'm doing my best to bring you the best 9/11 Truth New World Order show, the only one in Canada, and I'm shortly going to get to some of the pledges that I've collected this week. There is a lot. Yeah, there's a lot. You know what? At the start of the show, or prior to the show starting, I had $975 in pledges. Most of it has been paid already, so almost $1,000.
$1,000 in pledges. Wow, that's awesome.
I'm pretty happy about that, and that's really neat. And again, a lot of those are business... sponsorships, which is 150. I have four of those. Wow. So we're going to have to get to those, obviously.
And you know what? There's a real great thing. Any business owner out there who is willing to put their business name and reputation and associate it with 911 Truth, that really says something about the value structure and whether or not you're going to get an honest answer from that person, I would say. That's
Good point. So let me address those, the 9/11 Truth groups. So they're not really a business. They're just concerned citizens that know the importance of independent media. And I've turned them on to my show through the topics, 9/11 and other things. Welcome back, Edmonton 9/11 Truth. Doug, Emily, Bruce, there's been a lot of great support to those three donators. So once again, Edmonton 9/11 Truth is an official sponsor of this show and CHLY. As is
Edmonton.
Yes, way to go, Edmonton. Also, Fraser Valley, our this show's good friend Wayne Pronte, once again is a proud business sponsor of this show and CHLY.
And I think they get us out there in the Fraser Valley, don't they? Is anyone listening in the Fraser Valley right now? If you are listening on the airwaves on your dial, phone up. You can call us on the line here, 740-1017, and talk to us direct. Or you can call the office, 716-3410.
Thank you. Yeah. 716-3410. Please do call. Okay, so the other sponsors, two business sponsors that are new to the show, is Michael Hills with Hornby Island Painting, a business sponsorship of $150. So
Hornby
Michael
Island
Hills,
representing.
Yeah, now there's a funny story behind this. Was it last fund drive or two fund drives back? Michael called in, and you fellows might remember this. He pledged $99.
Yes.
And I said, well, that's kind of funny. Wouldn't it be neat if we could go to $101.70?
Right.
And that all played out, and he was in discussion with Rana, who was on the phones that night, and Bob and I had a lot of fun with that one. And
that was sweet. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, apparently he had already sent the check, and so he canceled his old check and wrote a new one.
Dedication.
So that was pretty cool. So now he's an official sponsor. And another one, a new business person, an independent business, Bernie, and he's at Seaview Automotive.
All right.
That was formerly Seaview Husky Automotive Shop. So Bernie is running that. So Seaview Automotive, business
Independent
sponsor.
Automotive.
Very cool. Yeah.
Right on.
I know this guy a little bit, not real well. From what I know of his work, he's good. He's been in it for 40 years. He's done a lot of dealerships, so he's, you know, trained in the, you know, the latest. So good for Bernie, and I hope that our relationship with CHLY works out well for you.
Welcome aboard, Bernie.
Yeah, nice. Should we continue with the rest of the people that have donated? I do want to give a shout-out to the sponsors, or do you guys want to jump in with something right now?
Well, I'd like to jump in with a phone call if someone wants to get on the air here and maybe talk about something that's a little taboo or controversial. Again, there's a lot of heat on anybody who wants to discuss things outside the dominant paradigm, and week after week, Raymond spends a lot of effort preparing a show and bringing in people from around the world, and certainly from across North America.
Yeah,
and
we're going to get to a list of people that I've had on in the last 6 months since the last fun drive.
All
and
right.
You know, as an example, that you know, I'm really working my butts off for you guys, and it's now time for you to do the same for me.
Right on.
So there's a challenge to my listeners that you know how serious I am about this, and I need for you.
He's getting serious, folks.
To get serious, and that means making a pledge. If it's $5, I don't care. That's fantastic. You know, if you are going to come into a little bit of money a couple weeks down the road, you can still make a pledge, right? Also, this is a donation drive. It's not necessarily a membership drive, although we're certainly encouraging that as well.
You know, there's I was listening to one of the CEOs from a major newspaper chain in the United States talk about some of the things that they were discussing in a conference regarding the licensing rights to news stories, and how right now they're sort of there's a lot of free riding on news stories, and there may be discussions in the future regarding policies and legislation to add on particular license fees or you know, fees for the news wiring. So this is going to be you know, more and more it is important to weigh the cost of what good investigative reporting means, and then for the major newspaper chains, you know, they're able to take advertisers' dollars, which doesn't necessarily lead you into all the far and corners.
They're not, you know, they're cutting back their budgets so dramatically, you know, or they're sexing up their news until it's infotainment. You know, that's what modern corporate propaganda crap that I'm fighting against is about, you know, and you don't have that here. And you know what? I haven't had a phone call yet. Please call me on air. If you're a regular listener, just phone in, say hello. You don't even have to make a pledge, but that would be pretty sweet. I'm going to try to get one out of you, aren't I? So let me see. Phone number is area code 250-740-1017. That is the phone number. There is Ronna right now. She's leaving. She was going to be down here answering phones, but there's a lot of people down here. This place has been happening. So
lots of momentum building. Once again, we are at nearly $8,000 on our pledge drive here. We're looking at raising $20,000 by the end of the
week. That's right.
So we're at a really nice pace. I really want to thank everybody again who's called in so far, pledged, repledged. And if you've already pledged, you can always phone up your friends and start to get a collective group together. Talk to the people that you work with, and you know, send that collective energy in. It doesn't take, everybody doesn't have to reach in for $100. We're looking for $5, $10.
Yeah. And you can double dip, too. I paid on, that's another story, but it looks like a phone call right on.
Telephone call.
Okay, let's see who is listening out there tonight. Welcome to the Unbought and Unbossed Fun Drive. Talk to me. Oh, hello, are you there?
Hello.
Anna.
Yes, it's Anna from Gabriola.
Anna Leather from Gabriola. Great to hear from you. How are things?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Yeah.
Good. Anna's a longtime listener, and she's been a co-host a couple times over the years. So thank you, Anna.
Yeah. In fact, I was there at the fun drive a year ago when that Michael guy pledged the $99.
Oh, okay.
You know, that whole thing happened.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'd like to encourage people out there to give what they can. I myself have been rather unemployed of late, and I'm just starting to get back into work right now, so my finances are pretty stretched, but I am officially donating our whatever, $25.
Are you really,
to
Anna?
CHOI.
That's very sweet of you.
Thank you, Anna.
So, yeah, and I do encourage listeners out there to support our wonderful local station. I mean, we're privileged and honored to have CHOI here in good old Nanaimo.
We sure are.
And broadcasting far and wide over here. And so that's really cool.
Okay.
I'd also like to mention one issue that's kind of really been nagging at me.
Okay.
And that's that we here in BC are going to have an election next month.
Yes.
Coming up fast here.
That's right.
And I really think, you know, we have to vote Gordon Campbell out of there.
Yeah.
I think he's really destroying the province.
Yeah.
I live on Gabriola, and the ferry fares seem to be rising all the time with no end in sight.
Mm-hmm. You guys are going to get a bridge, you know that, right?
Well, you know, either that or...
That's what the money wants.
Actually, it just priced me out of going over to Gabriola the other day. I was going to head over, and I saw the price of the ferry, and that was kind of the tipping feature for keeping me on the Big Island for sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, yesterday was 38 years since I first came to Gabriela.
Wow. Yeah.
And we were hearing talk of a bridge then.
Okay.
Which never came to anything.
Right.
So we'll see what happens about that.
I hope it doesn't. You know, don't get me wrong.
Oh, really?
It's a wonderful community, and it's going to change dramatically.
It's definitely going to change if that happens, yeah. It won't be an island anymore, you know.
Okay. So now,
the other issues is BC Hydro, of course, and the sale of our rivers and our power to the states and all that.
Privatizing everything that used to belong to
us. Yeah, privatizing everything in sight, really. The hospitals are in a dreadful state right now because of privatization. Mm-hmm. You know, the schools, everything.
Okay, so is the NDP the answer?
Whoever, just as long as you don't vote for the Liberals.
We don't vote for people in Canada. We just vote against them.
Yeah, you know, it's sad and tragical, you know, but that's the way it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, and I think what you're speaking about there, you know, definitely resonates with a lot of folks. You know, essentially where I see that is there's a number of issues that all sort of fall under the same core problem, which is sovereignty and where the decisions are made.
Exactly.
And, you know, now that we're taking the idea of abstract licenses and property rights and assigning public assets to private individuals and, and private licensing. And, you know, I mean, these handshake deals have gone back to, you know, Alcan and the Bennett days. And I guess what we're seeing right now is sort of a legacy of, you know, the same ideas, essentially, going out and carving up what is essentially the crown and the people's.
Yeah.
And giving
we
it away.
Really, we as the people really need to take our power back, you know. We really do. We need to take our power back and our planet back, you know, from these forces that would destroy it.
Well, and that's what we are doing here, and what you've done is you've just added $25 worth of power to a 3,000-watt broadcast signal that reaches from northern Washington State to Powell River and the Sunshine Coast and everywhere from Mount Washington down to Duncan.
Nice.
So thank you for powering up.
Thank you, Anna. If you'll call Dylan, he's on the phones right now, and put your pledge through that way, that would be wonderful.
I will.
Thank you, Anna.
All right. Have a great rest of the show.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Anna.
And for the rest of the people out there, you too can call the office, and 716-3410 is the number, and you can help power us up as well. Once again, magic 3,000 watts, and thank you to Gabriola, and thank you to Anna for that.
That's right. Thank you, Anna. I do have a couple special guests on the show other than the two CHOI supporters in studio with me, Bob Hansen and Jesse Schroeder. I'm going to be getting Splitting the Sky on, John Boncour. He's been on the show quite a few times, and, well, he's going to be back. He's someone that... He is such a fabulous speaker, and he's a truth teller, and he's fearless. He's like a pit bull when it comes to his determination, and I got a lot of respect for this guy. And if you don't know about him, I don't know. Are they?
Well, if you're a pit bull owner and you have this information, call us now.
Well, hopefully you're listening if you're a pit bull 911
trooper. Splitting the Sky, excellent. What time is he coming up?
Shortly. I told him I'd be calling him around 8:30, so that's going to be happening. You know what? I better have put his phone number on here. Oh, okay, I do have it. Whoa, that scared me for a sec.
Oh, that's stimulating, eh?
Damn.
I think we should have held that back as hostage. I've got the telephone number, folks, but I'm not going to release it to Raymond unless you phone in now and pledge.
Yes, don't call on air because I'm going to be playing a track and then getting John on the air. But I do want you to call Dylan in the office, 716-3410. Splitting the Sky coming up. Also, we're going to be talking to Wayne Pronte of Fraser Valley 911 Truth, as well as War Criminals Out, a fantastic website that alternative...
Wayne phoned in from Florida last time.
That's right.
That
that's
was
right.
Our long-distance record last time.
Nice.
Florida.
Oh, I wonder who we're going to get tonight.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten to the list of groups. Well, I did get a list of the groups.
How about somebody in Virginia? Hey, how about somebody close to some kind of... You know, how about somebody in Washington, D.C.? Is anybody in Washington, D.C. listening tonight? Could you phone in and pledge if you're listening in Washington?
They're not going to call, but they're taping.
You don't need a radio transmitter for that.
You know what? I'm going to very quickly list thank the other supporters. Oh, I have wonderful news. Terry Hand of Vancouver donated $50 as well as 9 stainless steel water bottles to everyone who phones in and makes a pledge during my show tonight.
No way.
Terry Hand. Yeah, those nice ones that were out and then someone took them out of the box and I put them back in because I'm saving them for this show. That's why, I mean, that's why they were given to me, right?
I'm going to get off the show now, and I'm going to go phone in.
Yeah, we'll see you later.
Yeah, and the minimum pledge is $5, and these things will cost a lot more than $5, I bet. You know, that water is a real important, you know, and drinking out of the pop bottles, which I do, you know, is not good, apparently.
There you go, guys, $5, and you can save yourself a lifetime of estrogen-mimicking compounds.
There you go. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, so Terry Hand, thank you with the stainless steel water bottles. Also, Chris Stewart, another regular. Actually, I'm hoping Chris might pop in, say hello, which I think he did the last time or the time before. So that's a membership renewal. Also, Alice from Nanaimo, $20. Thank you, Alice. Travis of Cortez Island, $25.
Cortez,
Travis.
Represents.
Yep. Also, John Duddy from Calgary, $100.
Whoa.
And I believe he donated $100 in a previous fund drive. So way to go, John. You know what? I've lived in Calgary for a long time, and what it takes to become a business member of CHOI is $150 donations. And what I'm going to do is John threw in $100 from Calgary. If someone else is, I don't even care if you're, you know, maybe you're a Flames fan. Just call in and donate $50, and I'm going to combine those two and make Calgary 911 Truth the fifth business sponsor to this show. So if someone likes Calgary, they're from there, you're going there, you feel guilty you made money in the oil industry there.
You've ever had to listen to the radio there?
Yeehaw, I mean, giddy up. So there. Also, Rana, the fabulous, raging Rana Rondu, my partner, $20. And so all my girlfriends have sponsored. I was out on the prowl collecting girlfriends because they had to make a donation to the show. And,
side spin-off of being a CHOI member, by the way.
It's a tough job. I know.
Back, ladies. Okay. No, I'm kidding. Ron at $20, thank you very much. And myself, I donated $25 as well as $10 to the Drop the Hammer show, which that was Monday night, and I called in, and I had a little bit of fun with Raymond and Chris, I believe. I think, oh, there's someone calling. Let's take that, and then we'll carry on.
All right.
So that. Oh.
Oh, sorry, caller.
Shitty. That's too bad.
Well, just a heads up, too, by the way, there are a number of different ways you can sponsor. I know these people on the list have just donated directly to us, and thank you very much to everybody who has done so. But you can also pick up some swag. We've got some new T-shirts and also some reprinted, reused shirts on it's an excellent program. We've hand-selected some really great secondhand clothing and printed the CHLY logo on it. Some great designs, things you can't ordinarily get off the rack from promotional merchandise.
And they're hardly even secondhand, really, because they were unworn. They were someone's new clothes that they never wore.
Oh, yeah.
Is what they are. You know, I looked at them, and they are. There's those beer shirts, kind of a retro look with CHLY logo on it. Dylan maybe is coming in with some numbers with us. That would be nice. Oh, a phone call. That's even nicer.
All right.
Well done. Well done. Now, where I'm going with this is I was on, and it's a heavy metal show, and he's a pot activist as well. And
drop the hammer.
Drop the hammer! Yes. Drop the hammer!
Thanks for that.
We're going to be... I stole that 3 minutes of funniness and your host, myself, Raymond, trying to spread the grooviness of giving and how good it makes you feel. And so you'll have some fun with this little clip. So, again, thanks to Drop the Hammer for... they don't even know I stole this.
Just all the pot activists that will be phoning in for the Drop the Hammer show. Just send cash.
Yeah, we're not going to
simplify things here.
Well, we talk about that. So hold on. This is pretty good stuff. This is independent radio. So a rebroadcast of something that went down 2 nights ago. I'm now looking for auxiliary too. So we're going to get to that. And then when I come back, we're going to have Splitting the Sky on the phone, telling us why the heck you need to support independent media, and this is your chance of your lifetime. Phone Dylan right now. 716-3410. And so here we go. Talk to you soon.
Ooh, there's tickets for the Shane Phillips fundraiser.
Right on.
Shane Phillips, he blows the didgeridoo. Doo, 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 doo. Someone's phoning us. They want to play.
Well, like we say.
2 weekend passes. Oh, I
exactly.
I
so,
got to the phone. What the hell?
Like we're talking about, basically, if you call in during our show right now, you will actually get a medicinal T-shirt. And,
oh, cool.
Don't...
There's a guy from a band phoning in.
Oh, really?
Unbought. We'll put him on the radio real quick. We're talking Fun Drive, though. Tell us why we want to go out and check out your band, because you're part of the indie scene. Wait. 2 seconds while I put you on the air. Cool, man. Bring it.
You're on Chile.
Drop the hammer. Okay, so who's this?
It's Raymond from the Unbought and Unbossed show.
Oh, hey, Ray. How's it going?
How you doing, bro?
Right on.
Yeah. So, happy Fun Drive, man. That was a great start to the show. And I thought I'd donate $10 to your show, man.
You're awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, we give you one of our medicinal marijuana shirts.
A shirt?
From MichelleRaney.com.
Yeah, Ray is the first donator. He gets the first medicinal
marijuana
T-shirt.
Awesome.
Have
awesome.
You seen those?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's awesome. It just says medicinal with a little pot leaf in the last A, or the only A.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right on.
So, yeah, we'll hook
so
you up.
So if there's any more pledgers, come on down.
So why are you doing that?
So, well, tell me more about your show now. Are you the only metal show going right now?
The only one we know of.
Yeah, the only one we know of.
Okay, so then that's a call out to all former headbangers. That's
Former? I don't know how that happened. All those headbangers out there. Yeah, go on, sir.
I'm more into political hip-hop.
We know.
Well, however, I've noticed that some of your show's politics. Songs have been geared
metal.
Yeah,
the more heavier.
Yeah.
I like heavy stuff. I'll play a lot of the stuff that you play, Raymond. So.
Well, we've been playing a little bit of the reggae hip-hop and the stuff that's like Ganja from Brown Dirt Warrior. Do you know that guy?
No.
He's a big grower, and he puts out a video telling you how to go out there and make your fortune growing weed in the bush.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, rocks, yeah. Man. So indie stuff. He's an indie filmmaker. Oh, we got some little...
Okay, well, then here goes another call out for the Fun Drive. All these pot growers should be donating money, and we won't trace or nothing like that.
Exactly.
Well, we don't have the technology.
We talk about the two things that are banned, metal and
weed.
So there you go. Let's get a couple anonymous donations of like much more than $10.
Or a bag of their special blend would be all right.
Okay. How about if anyone donates 50 or more, I'll give them the T-shirt.
That's nice, but we got more.
But no, that's cool. $50.
Wait, you're gonna like sign it and stuff?
Well,
hey,
that's a cool thing.
For you guys to sign it. Get everybody to sign it. All the CHLY programmers.
Oh, that wasn't supposed to come on. So there I am sticking my foot in my mouth on a metal show saying all former headbangers to what a knucklehead I am sometimes. So I laughed at myself on that one. And the guys listening to it as well, they got that right away. Former, you know, come on, you know. There we are. Yeah. Now, yes.
Yeah, so. I must say I'm guilty of, classifying myself as a former headbanger.
You as well?
Oh, yeah, but I thrash away to the Drop the Hammer show.
Yeah,
definitely they play some good old cuts. It's nice.
So that was fun. As promised, I have on the phone from Chase BC, Splitting the Sky, a activist, a truth teller, and a whole lot more. John, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be on your show, Ray. Hey,
fantastic, buddy.
Well,
as you know, it is Fun Drive, and people that are in this truth community, various truth communities, understand the importance of independent media, and that's why I've asked you to come on and briefly tell us why that is so the hell important.
Well, all I can say to that, Raymond, is that it's unequivocal that we need independent media. And we need people that are willing to get out there and to utilize airwaves to reach all of our brothers and sisters as far as we can, as far as those airwaves will reach, in order to speak the truth that the mainstream media, who are basically providing cover for those who exploit us at the top, the whole military, industrial, pharmaceutical committed, the intelligentsia complex. We, in order to get our word out, get to speak with one another, to safeguard and to continue the checks and balances on our Charter of Rights or constitutional rights of the Bill of Rights that are rapidly eroding, especially since the last 8 years of the tyrant administration known as the Bush administration.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's totally important that we have an avenue to study the effects of false flag operations like what was instituted that was executed in 9/11 in New York City, the immensity of this false flag and the impact that it had on the rise of the Bush administration. And to the slippery slope that we've all fallen down since, and this road to tyranny. So it's necessary for us to have vehicles by which to communicate to one another, to safeguard ourselves and protect ourselves against the rise of the forces of tyranny, which really threaten more than just our civil liberties and our freedoms. They threaten our very lives.
Yes, indeed. The future of the human race and everything that lives on this planet, I fear.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Speaking of independent media, you have produced your autobiography as well as an independent project, and I'm currently reading it right now, and I'm absolutely blown away. I highly recommend this. Can you tell us a little bit about, that you have a book? I want people to know that. Can you maybe encapsulate, kind of draw us real quickly on what your book's about?
Just very quickly on that, Raymond. That's just the story of my life from the slums of Buffalo, New York, as a Mohawk Cree Indian, and then being abducted by state authorities. In a policy known as assimilationist policies of Native kids abducted from our homes and thrown into residential schools or boarding school type situations, and then eventually being put into foster homes or reform schools, and making my way through reform schools and the pressures of abuse from these sadistic institutions, and eventually ending up in prison in Attica State Prison and 16 other prisons, and survived the Attica, being the only person convicted in 1971, Attica rebellion for being a ringleader at the age of 19. Spent 27 years of my life in institution in form, some form of confinement. Went on to become a key player in the Eastern Regional Division of the American Indian Movement when I got out. Became politicized, started the League of Indigenous Sovereign Nations to confederate all indigenous nations into one grand confederation. Then eventually was involved here, came up this way, met my wife, who was Cree from northern Manitoba. And we have four kids together, and then from there I was involved. I was one of the principal players in the 1995 standoff at Gustavus Lake. And from there, I
in
also,
Central BC. That was a big story.
That was a very big story, and that really is the biggest story in the autobiography. There, it lays out the whole question entitled "The Unsurrendered Indian Lands." And the conflicts that arose in the standoff for 79 days up at Gustavus. So all of the, what's in that book right there is all the story from from my life, the beginning in Buffalo to the standoff at Gustavus. And just prior to the book was published in August of 2001, and I was on my way to New York City, where I lived for quite a few years, but I was on my way there to New York 2 weeks before the Twin Tower incidents, before 9/11, and we left the day before 9/11. So I'm actually in the process of formulating all of my ideas and all of my experience into a sequel. I'm getting ready to go from 9/11 to today.
Nice.
From 9/11 to my attempt to arrest George the Decider Bush war crimes in Calgary, Alberta, about a month ago.
Yeah, and then shortly after, you were on my show for a full, close to an hour and a half. We got into a long, but I also want to point out that you were on about a year ago from now, and you went into great detail on the Attica situation. For those of you that are the listeners, I mean to say, if they would like to visit my website, which I'll give out later, can listen to that. As a matter of fact, it's on your website, that interview as well, on splittingthesky.net. I believe it's still up there.
Yes.
Okay, so there we are. So, you know, we've worked together in the past, and, you know, we still are, and I thank you for taking the time out to come on and support my radio show and independent media in general.
And I thank you, Raymond, and all your other guests, and I highly encourage all your listeners to send the best amount of support, finance they can, to keep your show running, because without you and others like you, our word is stifled, and we are contained into to fields of nowhere, where our voice does not get out. And if we can't get our voices out and touch one another, then we can't be unified. We can't unify. We can't create a unified front to defend ourselves against the unseen.
Nice. Well, you know what? You gave a hell of a short description of your early years, you know, which is, again, I asked you what's the book about, and you told me, and I'm hoping that might have inspired some people to looking into purchasing this book. And how do we do that?
Well, if you want to do that, go to my website, www.splittingthesky.net, and or you can call my home here, 250-679-7743, or you can email me at splittingthesky@yahoo.com.
Okay, nice. Any final words?
Just keep up the good work, Raymond, and let's do another show.
Yeah, man. Okay, fantastic. Oh, shit, Jesse, are you still there? Oh, nope.
Oh, we lost him.
Yeah, well, I did make it sound like
I just wanted to call him. He's probably still listening, but John, if you're still out there and listening, I just wanted to compliment you on the attempt to do a citizen's arrest
on George Bush.
On George Bush.
Yeah, man.
I think that's definitely the type of action that if everybody took the time to, you know, instead of maybe complaining about George Bush, find out where he is and attempt to arrest him. One thing that I found out, last year, actually, at this time, on April 28th of last year, was I ran into an incident at a local shopping center of a security guard arresting a young man and handcuffing him. And I was appalled to learn that sections 25 through 30 of the Criminal Code, which deals with citizens' arrests, have been used repeatedly and abused, essentially, by large companies that are making money off private security and arresting people in lieu of, your RCMP or at least municipally hired police force, which is even a stage further away from democratic oversight into law enforcement. So
right.
I highly advise that people actually act upon sections 25 through 30 like John did and target specific threats such as George Bush, and that sort of action is very effective.
You know what? There's some real bad news. Bush, well, not only is Condoleezza Rice coming in a couple weeks to Calgary, George Bush and Clinton, former presidents. Now, it's been said that if we were to follow the Geneva Conventions, no president since then would escape, the states have been doing vicious things all over the world for a long time. If they were ever held to account, none of their presidents would be clean. Well, that's what we can certainly say about Bush and Clinton coming to Toronto. Now, Wayne Pronte is hot off the press on this information, and he's the chap behind War Criminals Out. So, the other tie-in I want to do, if you want to learn more about the splitting the sky and, well, the whole Bush event in Calgary a couple of weeks back, that's where you want to go, is warcriminalsout.com. Just War Criminals Out will get you there.
Incidentally, as well, if George Bush and his caucus and some of the major people and players in the administration were arrested and charged with basically acting in a treasonous manner. In fact, all of the money that has been borrowed for the purposes of treasonous activities it would be, in effect, not valid by amendments to the United States Constitution. So if you look in the United States Constitution and look up the amendments, I've forgotten the exact amendment, but there is actually a way for the citizens of the United States to arrest and charge the administration of the United States under the Bush regime, and if they had done so, then in fact they could just wipe away all those trillions of dollars.
That whole war of terror bullshit.
Absolutely.
Based on the 9/11
line. Absolutely. As all of this money has been borrowed in effect to destroy America and to destroy the nation of America, and so if these people are actually taken to task and convicted of treasonous activities, that money would be wiped off the books. How's that for a bailout?
I can pretty much guarantee that Obama will not be leading that charge, that it's going to be you and myself finding the few brave elected politicians to actually do their job, be one of the very few. I'm ashamed personally of the Canadian members of Parliament, not one willing to outline 9/11 for the big ridiculous lie that it is. Obvious nowadays.
We're busy challenging Darwinism. There's important stuff going on.
You know what? We had a couple pledges that Dylan has taken recently, so let's congratulate those people and say well done.
Welcome. Thank you.
This is the farthest that I don't know if you can get any further than Australia. Brad in Australia, $20.
All right.
What is that?
I think that's like $8 million Australian dollars now, isn't it, with the economic crisis?
It could be. I don't know.
Stone the crows, Brad.
Another, Brian from Westwood. Oh, Brian, right on, man, thanks. That's one of the people that I reminded it was. So right on, man, Brian, fantastic. There's more.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Mike called and said George W. Bush is in Toronto next month.
All right,
I just covered on that. So with Wayne Pronte is going to be, I'm supposed to get him on the phone at 9. So we're going to get firsthand information on
Incidentally, any American citizens out there that would like to perform a citizen's arrest on George Bush, you could do so as well. It's not uncommon for American law enforcement to come across the border and take people away. And so anybody listening in America that would like to perform any arrests on George Bush and perhaps save your country trillions of dollars in treasonous debt, pay attention.
Nice.
Toronto.
Okay, you know what? One thing that I'm supposed to do for you folks out there is tell you about the weather. So why don't we do that, and then we'll gab for a minute after that. I'll put on an audio track, then I'll get Wayne on the phone.
It's raining money out there, folks.
I want it to be raining money. Let's give those phone numbers again. And where I'm going to go shortly is give you a list of the people that have been on this show in the last 6 months. And there's a lot of big names. I wish they were household names. Some are partly there. But, you know, that's just an example of the two different realities going on right now. TV reality, you know, it's cheer, cheer, hockey, and, you know, that's your life versus, well, you know what, turn that TV off, and there is another world out there, and it's kind of scary, and I encourage you to learn about it, and I encourage that you listen to this show, because that's my mandate, my personal goal is to be a conduit to something better, and damn it, I hope that's happening. So let's give that phone number again. Let's get Dylan on the phone.
Anyone who's a little mortified by the fact that there's hockey flags being waved around and everybody's in a hockey fever while we've been at war in Afghanistan for 8 years, and nobody seems to really make that a very public thing on their vehicles, and other than a few yellow ribbons. So anyone who's sort of a little upset at the juxtaposition between war and sports and maybe thinks that there's something more important out there than what everybody is focused on in the playoffs.
Apparently, I don't watch TV, but on the CBC television, during hockey games, the military is recruiting during commercials.
Ooh.
On that. So there's a pretty good correlation there between war and hockey.
Sounds like an old Roman trick, isn't it? The circus and the and the legion side by side.
There you go, yeah. Okay, so let's get the weather update song on. It's the Little Piggy song. Okay, it was pretty nice today. You know, I find that the weather report is much more accurate when I tell you about what I look at and how the day was. It's warming up out there. Spring is here for sure. Lows in the 4, 5, 6 range, so there we are. Spring is progressing very nicely. Well done. And for the last time, I'm going to be thanking our CHLY sponsors, because this, all three of these groups, they're 1 year business membership expired, and the proud supporters of this show and CHLY over this last year on this show have been Victoria 911 Truth, Edmonton 911 Truth, and Fraser Valley 911 Truth.
All right,
well done
truthers.
To all them. Yeah, that's three of the big sponsorships. Right now I have four. These, let me tell you, the new ones that have pledged the big $150. So you guys are getting a free one right now, and I guess your next week that'll be number one out of 52 mentions is what you get.
Excellent value for anyone who wants to keep their name current and topical, and
that's right.
Week after week, get people maybe driven to your website or checking out your materials.
That's right.
Excellent coverage.
That's working together. So first off, Bernie at Seaview Automotive. Well done. Formerly Seaview Husky Automotive. So now his slogan is going to be honesty and integrity saves your money.
On the Truth Show. Jeez.
Yeah, that's kind of a neat thing there. And I'll have to find out specifically on, you know, because this is a proper business. And in the past, I've only had truth groups. So I need to know the rules about exactly, you know, how much punch he's going to get for his buck, right?
Well, that is a good point. And just a reminder, the way that things work around here for advertising is we don't take extremely large companies in there. I mean, the difference between, let's say, Bernie's Husky and Bernie's Independent Automotive is really a big difference down here at CHLY. We'd like to give a voice to people who wouldn't ordinarily have access to the airwaves. That's why 9/11 Truth groups are big supporters of us. That's why people tune in, because other people really want to hear about a service or a business or a new person who's come to town who has something to offer, and it's a great way to sort of get that message out there. Mm-hmm. And we rigorously look at every business, and definitely come in and talk to us. And if you're involved with sweatshop labor, if you're an arms manufacturer, if you're involved in any sort of business that is counterproductive to the benefit of society, by the measurements that we have here and holding here and there, then we won't take your money. And we certainly appreciate everybody's support. And oftentimes people work for a large company and they say, hey, I've got this or that franchise, but here's my personal membership. I understand how that goes. I really appreciate what you're doing. And, so it's tough out there for a lot of businesses. Yeah. It's a really competitive world, but this is a great way to get your message up.
Well said. There is another business sponsor, Michael Hills, of Hornby Island Painting. So well done, Michael, a longtime CHLY supporter, so well done to you. And I have two Canadian Truth groups that have pledged the money to make sure that, the people at this station know how big the 9/11 movement is getting. And so Edmonton 9/11 Truth. You guys are going to have Barry Zwicker and Robert Balsalmo of Pilots for 9/11 Truth at your second Edmonton Questions 9/11 event. Oh. So, well done. We got a call. I'm going to take that. So, we'll carry on with... hey, welcome to Unbought and Unbossed Show Fun Drive.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. You guys are about the truth, right?
We're about a lot of things.
Yeah. So a comment I heard about Hockey Night in Canada.
Yes, sir.
Just so that you know, what happens on Hockey Night in Canada is they do not recruit for the Army. What they do is they honor the dead. They honor our fallen soldiers.
I thought that they were encouraging you to become a member of the armed services.
No, they were not.
Okay, so you'll have to excuse me. I've been on the radio too much in the last week. But exactly how does the ceremony go? Or
it's during a portion of Coach's Corner.
Okay.
That Don Cherry tells you what happened.
Okay.
And they have a moment of silence at the end of that segment for the soldiers who've fallen.
Right. Okay.
So it's not a recruitment, and it's just a...
Well, are there not proper full-on commercials?
I've never seen one.
Okay. Well, I've heard from more than one person that they exist, so...
No, that's a good question. Hey, that's really interesting. Thanks for calling in with the feedback. So,
gotcha.
What you got is Don Cherry sort of mediating the event as
it's
unfolded?
No, he's just being a little bit...
Did he say roadside bomb, or did they say, insurgent, or what's the
sort of nature? You should probably take it in and have a listen.
Oh, man.
If you want exactly what he said.
Fair enough. Yeah. You don't want to misquote you.
Yeah. No doubt.
Okay, well, thanks for listening. Are you a member of CHLY? Have you been? Are you a longtime listener?
I'm a songwriter, Circle Brian.
Oh, this Brian. Okay, yeah. Well, very nice. Good. Okay, well, thanks for clearing the...
Keep up the good work, guys.
Fantastic.
You betcha.
Right on, buddy.
Bye.
Okay, very nice. That was...
Brian, did you sneak home to watch the game? Is that what you did?
The Canucks won four in a row. I do know that. I mean, I'm not born in Canada, but I do understand that hockey is a very important structure of your culture.
Oh, I play hockey. It's a very important part of our culture. It does have the element of the circus in that you do have raw and honest, truthful violence in hockey. It's much different than a boxing match. There's no question that it's authentic when you're watching hockey.
Interesting. It is a tough sport, I'm sure. And football, is another one that is bone-crunching, and that's, part of the appeal.
Hockey is a socialist sport. You look at the successful countries that are winning the hockey, you've got to be a certain scale of public infrastructure in order to support a hockey team and all of the communities that are strung across Canada, and very, very small communities managed to put together a hockey unit. It's a great collective effort, actually.
Hey, it wasn't too long ago that CHLY was covering the Golden Nanaimo Clippers on air. I don't know why that changed, but I know that we had in the past.
Hey, and big ups to the Parksville Generals, who are champions this year. That's fantastic.
Okay, there we are. So that's also the sports update.
there you go.
We do have things to move on to. The last group business sponsor is Fraser Valley, and this... is an interesting... Well, actually, Wayne's going to be on the air in a short moment, so I'll let him tell the story behind that So Wayne Pronte of War Criminals out. And, of course, formerly the Vancouver Truth, he helped put that together. He was the chief organizer of the fantastic, actually, I'm wearing the shirt, their conference 2 years back. So Wayne Pronte is doing a lot of work in the Truth community, and he's one of Canada's, in my opinion, one of the best examples of someone really really out there and you know, stands by his convictions.
I'll tell you what impresses me week after week when I listen to this show is getting a picture of the scale of the 9/11 Truth Movement in Canada. I mean, Canada, on a scaling issue, is there's only about 13 or so major cities in Canada. And when I listen to your show, it seems to me like there's a very well-coordinated effort, or maybe this is just the platform where you get to hear it all and it all, you know, meets here. But, boy, you know, it seems like there's a sort of a pan-Canadian truth movement and a pan-continental truth movement.
Yeah, indeed. As a matter of fact, the 25th group to join most recently is Vernon 9/11 Truth.
Vernon.
And one of their chief persons, Michael Fullerton, will be on the show. He has a... he wants to talk about, I guess, covert operations and the psychology behind. We haven't nailed out exactly what we're going to be discussing, but he's got a background in human behavior, so that's going to be interesting to tie that to the 9/11. Also of Calgary, Nathan Molden, the fantastic young videographer, will be making his debut on the Unbought and Unbossed show next week, April 29th. Now, getting back to the John Duddy $100 phone in, if someone else would like to take $50 and Calgary's name and give them an official listing on the Unbought and Unbossed show, that would be pretty neat.
The telephone number again, folks, 250-716-3410.
So that's right.
I know you're sort of sitting there on the edge. You've been listening to us talk for a while, so just pick up that phone now. I'll tell it to you again. I'll give you a couple seconds. Ready? Now it's 250-716-3410. Call him now.
Very cool. What we're going to do now, I have a short audio clip of someone else making their debut on my show, Malcolm X, the American. Well, he was a lot. He was a truth teller, among other. And so here this is a very short segment in which he's asking you to ask questions about yourself and about your background and your upbringing and learn about yourself and your past and where you've come from. So that's a minute seven. I'm hoping that's a long enough time, and I'll get Wayne Pronte on the phone, and we're going to continue on with this fun drive. Wayne has been a big supporter of this show and CHLY and is continuing. So, well done. This is our Fun Drive show. So,
and big ups to Australia.
Man. Yeah, isn't that
Australia?
Neat? That is pretty cool. That's the furthest pledge that I've ever received.
That's how far we're spreading the truth, folks. So there, if you support that concept, that people on the other side of the world, week after week, are hearing the truth, investigated and questioned here from Canada, give us a call.
This is Cascadia Public Radio.
That's right. Okay, so here we are, Malcolm X and then Wayne Pronte.
Any black leader with charisma was a target of the government's COINTELPRO program, and that's stated in their own objectives of the program.
Who are you? You don't know. Don't tell me you're Negro. That's nothing. What were you before the white man named you a Negro? And where were you? And what did you have? What was yours? What language did you speak then? What was your name? It couldn't have been Smith or Jones or Birch or Powell. That wasn't your name. They don't have those kind of names where you and I came from. No, what was your name? And why don't you now know what your name was then? Where did it go? Where did you lose it? Who took it? And how did he take it? What tongue did you speak? How did the man take your tongue? Where is your history? How did the man wipe out your history? How did the man, what did the man do to make you as dumb as you are right now?
Did you hear that? What did the man do to make you as dumb as you are now? Ooh, that's an interesting thought. Seems to go along with this show. I'm trying to scratch that dumbness out of you. And another fellow who's into that is Wayne Pronte, one of Canada's leading 9/11 truth activists, also of the website War Criminals Out. Wayne, welcome back to the show.
Good evening, Raymond. Good evening to everybody in studio. And good evening to truth fans from coast to coast to coast.
That's right. Yeah, getting a lot of positive feedback from the truth groups in Canada. The pledges for this show have really been high. We're probably at maybe $1,100, $1,200 right now.
That is wonderful because, you know, it's April. You guys were just talking about hockey. Well, this is playoff time for community radio, and we need people to come through for you guys.
There you go.
That's right.
Good one. Yeah, this is the playoffs right now, and CHLY is the home team, and show your support.
You can even come down here and buy a T-shirt and hold it out your window like a hockey flag.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, $15 is a hockey flag that you can wear afterwards.
There you go.
Beautiful.
So, Wayne, big-time supporter. You're a supporter again this year, and you've got a friend out in the Edmonton area who, yeah. Do you want to go into that story?
We'll go into that in just a second.
Okay.
You had a caller, Brian, called in.
Yep.
Talking about the issue of, you had mentioned recruitment on Hockey Night in Canada.
Yep, okay.
I just want to back you up 100% on that because I don't normally have a lot of time to watch hockey. I have in the last while I'm looking at some of those games, at least, you know, parts of them. And I can tell you 100% that the Canadian Armed Forces has regular commercials all the way through hockey games on CBC and TSN.
Okay.
And, yeah, there's no mistake about it. So I think maybe Brian's been getting up and going to the beer fridge during those commercials.
Okay.
Well, are you convinced, though, Wayne? Like, is it cracking through? I mean, you know, once you saw them, were you suddenly overtaken with aggressive urges to add overseas? And
well, one of the things that they seem to be focusing on now is the piracy issue. Just going by the visuals that they're showing there of, you know, getting out there and taking on these people, you know. And, you know, the thing that's going on the coast of Somalia.
Man, my head is filled with images of heroism. Every time I see those commercials, I just think, man,
yeah.
Look at all the...
You know, and the thing is, I want to stress, you know, that, you know, I mean, I support the troops. You know, I do believe an army and that we have something in this country that's worth defending. The problem is they're not doing it by going over and fighting an illegal war in a place called Afghanistan based on a pack of lies. And I say support the troops, bring them home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, until we have a proper, thorough investigation of 9/11.
It must be very frustrating. In fact, I've got some friends that are in the military, and I know that there's a whole other life that one has to leave in terms of your opinions. When you are in a position where you are being told basically what to do, and there's a lot of pressure on you to be the defender of a country. I mean, anyone who's willing to die to save your way of life and your comfort zone and make sure that your children don't die because they're on the front lines, that's an amazing person who's that dedicated to the collective. I would really appreciate it if those who were in charge of assigning those people would take more care and precaution before giving up a life so easily.
Well, absolutely, Jesse. And, you know, there was an article just came out the other day on April 19th, came out on Voice of American News, and it stated in the headline, Karzai agrees with U.S. strategy that says there is no al-Qaeda bases in Afghanistan, and there has not been since 2001.
Wow, so they're just keeping up the boogeyman.
So, you know, about 2009... And we still have troops over there, and we've lost 116 of them in a bogus war on terror. And that does not wash with me, and I don't think it washes with most Canadians. And I think, you know, to Mr. Harper and our people in Ottawa, that, you know, it's time to bring our young men and women home.
Mm-hmm. And to the Queen, who is actually the head of our armed forces, the Commander-in-Chief of the Canadian Armed Forces is the Queen of England. So
Empire is alive. You know, are we more a part of the British Empire or the American Empire is my question. I can't tell, and that's a serious question. I'm not joking.
Well, I'd like to point everybody towards the nations, the city-states of the world. In fact, when you look at the United States, and there's recently an issue where Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, some of the residents there became aware that they don't actually have any representation in Congress. And so there has been a lobby to have a representative for the District of Columbia in the Congress, which, of course, violates the U.S. Constitution. Why? Because the District of Columbia is not actually part of the United States. And there are, throughout the world, various city-states. Mm-hmm. And you'll notice them on the map. Say, oh, look at this tiny little country.
Part of downtown London, the financial district.
The downtown financial district of London, where the headquarters of a lot of banks are, and major financial trading centers, the Vatican, mm-hmm. Washington,
Berlin.
Sorry?
Say that again?
Berlin and Hamburg are also city-states in Germany.
Are they really?
Oh. Okay.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that would make sense, actually, yeah, given the composition of the old Holy Roman Empire. Mm. Well, definitely these are, you know, the idea of nations existing in this day and age is a very shaky one at best, and certainly when you see the big players moving around the world and what's happening, it doesn't seem to be for the benefit of the people and the nations, and certainly beyond a nationhood and into a worldwide view, and down to a local control, I think, is the future for us if we're going to stay on a current course.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's a deep subject, but I think, you know, what we've seen since 9/11 is that, you know, we are being merged into a North American Union through the Security and Prosperity Partnership based upon 9/11. And what I see in that is that basically a reinstatement of the British North America Act and the return to sovereign rule of the Queen. And I think there's been a lot of evidence for that in the last couple of years with the visits that she's made to the United States and the way she is treated there on her arrival. So,
well, one of the interesting things that happened with the United States is that although it was claimed to be a revolution, the property rights at the time were left intact. And so for a revolution to truly occur, you know, there would have had to be some shift in ideology or some redistribution or reallocation. But because Washington and some of the major players in that group were the major landowners at the time, it would have meant that, of course, their assets would have been stripped as well. So the influential people, and you know, you really have to ask yourself, you know, who were these guys that signed this document? Couldn't have any 8 people or 12 people, or if we had gathered together 300 people in a room, could we have just signed a piece of paper and called that the Constitution as well? But, you know, what you've seen is basically a slow and deliberate campaign to break down any concept that one would be able to become a sovereign and independent and locally controlled group of free and independent people. And this is the latest phase of it. Certainly the King of England, all of his property was left intact.
You know what, Wayne, I there are a couple topics that I want to hit with you.
Yeah, there's a number of things we got to get into. Now, I want to say I received an email from you a few days back reminding me about the fund drive, and I had to write back to you and tell you that, unfortunately, I would not be able to continue this year as being a sponsor, or at least Fraser Valley 9/11 Truth could not continue on as a business sponsor. I just wasn't in the position to do it. But I forwarded your information on to as many people as I possibly could.
Thank you.
And a fellow by the name of Chris Kufler, who lives in the Edmonton area, who I met at the Vancouver conference 2 years ago, he actually donated on our behalf. Chris is in Jamaica right now on vacation. And he was glad to pitch in $250 for Fraser Valley 9/11 Truth. And $100 on behalf of WarCriminalsOut.com.
Right. Yeah. So what I'm going to cut you off there is that I just like for Calgary, I would like another $50 to go 9/11 Calgary. I did talk to the station manager, and I do need another $50 to officially get War Criminals Out as a official sponsor.
Yeah,
so I'm putting a pledge out for that. Someone please, match up that $50 and get Wayne's amazing website, War Criminals Out.
The number again, folks, 250-716-3410.
Yeah, okay, Wayne, carry on. Sorry to cut you off.
Well, thanks, Wayne. Jeez, that's awesome support.
Well, it's just one of the many websites that I manage. I also manage the SplittingTheSky.net. for John Boncourt's Blood in the Sky. And
John was on a little while ago, as a matter of fact, giving us reasons why to support independent media.
I just want to say, though, your buddy in Jamaica is out of luck. We've already had somebody call from Australia, so the longest distance pledge thing, that title's already taken for the day.
Actually, I'm going to butt in, and we have another pledge. I've been sitting on it for a sec. Where?
Just rolled in.
Oh, man.
It was $45.
Yeah, John Stirrell. From the Sunshine Coast, $45.
Whoa,
how cool is that? Very nice. You guys are phoning, but...
for the prize, of course. Everybody, no matter what, gets to listen to great alternative media week after week.
And the other thing I want to remind, the people that have called in during the live, this show you're listening to, will receive the stainless steel water bottle, thanks to Terry Hand for that. So that, and remember, minimum $5, and you get, probably a $20 water bottle.
All right.
So that's pretty cool. Wayne, we're cutting you off again. I'm going to give it back to you now.
Sure. Well, you guys mentioned the newest group, the 25th group, the 9/11 Truth Group in Canada, Vernon 9/11 Truth, and I was very gratified to see that happen. I also manage a site called 911truth.ca, that's Canada 9/11 Truth, and I was just astounded that we've gotten that far in 2 years. You'll remember that. Well, I first spoke to you, I guess it was probably in January or February of 2007 when I was just putting the plans together for the Vancouver 9/11 Truth Conference. And we had just started up in Vancouver, basically. We were only a few months old at that time. We put up the first website for a 9/11 Truth group in Canada. And we carried on from there. And, that conference, and my whole intention with that, basically, was to try and ignite a movement in Canada. There was... There was a number of very good people coming out, scholars and academics coming out early on, right after 9/11 happened. John McMurtry and Michelle Chosadovsky, Barry Swicker, who you had on last week, were coming out and speaking out on this. But there wasn't really a grassroots movement, And even though they had a big conference in Toronto in 2004, there really wasn't the grassroots movement happening to support that. So since that time that we put on the Vancouver 9/11 Canada.
It's really blossomed after that,
Reclaiming our destiny. That seemed to really resonate with people. We had people coming from all over Canada to that. And of course, I had made a lot of connections over the years on the internet myself and asked people to try and, put up a website and get something going. And it's just really took off. So, 2 years later, we have 25 groups across Canada.
Mm, yeah.
And I'm just amazed by that,
That's a great story about scale as well, Wayne. You basically started a movement there, and each one of those 25 groups is composed of a number of members who has a circle of friends, and that's a great collective force linking the nation. 25 groups is excellent.
Absolutely, one of the things that binds us together is the fact that we can get together and we can share our information on shows like Raymond Geisler's Unbought and Unboss show. And that we get some of the big names in the on that show to listen to and to give us some of the newest information that's coming up. So it's just wonderful, and it's very important that we have this outlet. And so I really want to encourage people in the Nanaimo area because to pitch in. We've heard a lot of pledges coming in from all over the place, all over the world, in fact. So let's go to Nanaimo. Let's pitch in $5, $10, $15, whatever you can today.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Thank you. That's what this show. That's what all my shows are about. Just understanding the value of independent media and knowing why there is great value in that. And that's kind of the basic wake up when you realize that the corporate agenda and the news that they distribute is much more accurately titled propaganda, for profit and for power ventures. It's a really frightening situation out there.
We always need to have venues out there for truth seekers and truth speakers.
Well, if you're a true seeker or a true speaker, and you can identify with what Wayne is talking about, or if you're listening to us in some far-off distant land, somewhere on the planet Earth, then give us a call, 250-716-3410. Looks like we're still needing somebody from Calgary to phone in.
Yeah,
we've got some representatives from Australia. We've got Jamaica and Fraser Valley, Edmonton. So if you haven't heard your town or your island or your district's name on this list yet, then phone in and represent and let everybody know that the truth is being sought where you are and that you support this station.
Indeed, indeed. Wayne, carry on, although where I want to point you is we have some new people coming to Canada, former American...
Sure, let me try and tie a few things together here.
Okay.
Harken back to splitting the sky for a second. He got into a bit of his history there. And,
yeah, that was nice that he did that.
Yes, and of course he was the brave soul who on March 17th attempted to do something on behalf of all of us in Canada and people around the world who are concerned with truth and justice and who are concerned for the victims of atrocities being committed in a bogus war on terror. And he didn't do this to be civilly disobedient. He did it to enforce the law because the persons who are charged normally with doing these things have been abdicating their responsibility. And so he tried to effect a citizen's arrest. Now, the one thing that really struck me with that situation was the lack of media coverage that took place prior to Bush coming to Canada. Most people heard about it at all. It was not being talked about in the mainstream media, but it was being talked about on shows like Unbought and Unbossed and other independent media. I also noticed that there was a lot more coverage of it in the United States than there was in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So it's becoming more and more obvious that we need this independent voice out there to get this news out to people. And there was a huge cover-up. Obviously, there was collusion by so many people to keep that story from getting out because they know that the vast majority of people do not like Bush. They don't even like him in the States.
Yeah, exactly.
Incidentally, Mike did call, and a reminder to anyone who's going to be in the Toronto area next month, George Bush will be coming to Toronto, so definitely research that and see if you can track him down.
I'll get into that. But the thing was that there was media on the ground. They managed to get 700 people out. And John Boncourt, Splitting the Sky, had a lot to do with that. And some of his friends, including Professor Tony Hall in Calgary, had a lot to do with that.
Excellent.
But there was also independent media on the ground, and that included Nathan Moulton from Calgary 9/11 Truth.
Who will be on the show next week.
Right, and he was on the ground with Splitting the Sky and stuck right close to him to get some very important video footage. And
Nathan's done some great work in Calgary as a videographer, and he certainly got some dynamite footage of the Calgary event.
Right. So where I'm going with this is that, you know, it's important not only to have this independent radio station that you're blessed to have there in Nanaimo. We don't have one here where I'm at. And I live in the Maple Ridge area, and I'm sorry I can't pick you up on regular FM here because you get cut out by 101.1 Rock 101 on Rock 101 or whatever they call it.
Right.
But so you know I have to listen to the buy it and that, as a lot of people do, and that costs money, people.
Yeah.
You know, for the station, and you know they need new servers in a desperate way. So it's to get this information widest possible audience.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of infrastructure.
Oh, this show especially, given the wide range of people in different nations and across Canada that want to tune in. It is actually one of the things high on our list of needs and wants here at the station, is an expansion of our internet broadcasting capacity. And guess what, guys? It's expensive when you're wanting to get a hold of media. I don't know if anyone at home pays their internet bill on a monthly basis, but you can think about, you know, what it costs for you to maintain your access to the internet on a monthly basis, or do people have a cell phone? I mean, maybe you want to think about what your monthly cell phone bill is and donate half of that to the radio station. And what we're talking about is the cost of media. When you participate in a regular commercial system, a lot of this stuff is just kind of a given. You pay the telephone bill, you pay the cable bill, you pay the television tier system. But all we're asking for is just a very nominal donation to the radio mm-hmm. station here once a year, twice a year, and we'll give you unadulterated, uncut, unbossed, and unbought material.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is that you wouldn't have CHLY if it wasn't listener supported. And, you know, we get some from the college, we get the other some from you, and this is your time for you to ring those phones. And I want you to call Dylan in the office. That's 716-3410. It comes down to that.
That's it. I mean, it's every, you know, $5, $10, $15 will count. You know, whatever you can afford, folks. You know, even if it's not today, make that pledge and follow through with it in a couple weeks when you can.
Yeah, very nice. Okay, so you were continuing on with that story about leading into your website, I believe. Is that where you're going?
Actually, just before we get to that, just to follow up with what I was talking about Nathan Moulton getting those pictures. You know,
okay.
You know, it's great. Your station and your show, but it's also incumbent upon everybody to be the media.
Mm.
People who have this information, who are getting this information, they have to share this information, and they have to be willing to get involved on the street level, in their own neighborhoods, in their own communities, in their own apartment buildings, whatever it is, to share information, but also to be prepared to be that journalist. Now, here's an article that, you know, once in a while you get a gem from the mainstream media, and I was very see this in the Calgary Herald the other day. And Calgary Herald article highlights the importance of citizen journalism and being the media. You can read that at 911civilinfo.blogspot.com. 911civilinfo.blogspot.com. The actual title of the article is Eyes of the Citizens Rest on Authority. And they talk about the importance of, for instance, the fellow, I'm trying to remember his name, Pritchard, who was the Vancouver Airport when Mr. Zansky was tasered to death by the RCMP, and he was the one who took the footage, which caused a whole investigation to take place. And had he not been there, or had he decided to look the other way,
their lies would have stood in instead of we're getting to truth now.
Right.
That's a fantastic point.
I mean, that was a very brave, noble thing to do. And then to come forward with that and to stand by it and say, no, this was wrong. I saw it. This is what I got. And he stood with it, you know. What Nathan did in Calgary on March 17th was basically the same sort of thing. You know, I have to give real, you know, strong kudos for that. But we have to do, as I say, also, you know, sharing this information. And that's what I call civil informationing. And I've written extensively on that. We've talked about it a lot on this show. And you can hear some of those other older interviews as well on Raymond's Archives or by going to 911civilinfo.blogspot.com. About how to share the information and to be the human media, because we need to reconnect with each other, reconnecting our communities, and start bringing people together, because, you know, we've been divided and ruled for a long time, and things like Hockey Night in Canada are just one more thing that they throw at us.
Stay out of the town squares. Stay at home and watch your television.
Right. So, I mean, we have to learn to be the media and learn about being effective and how best to get our information across to other people. Because the day is going to come when we're not going to, if these people succeed, if they have their way, we're not going to have this station. We're not going to have the Internet or anything. It's going to be down to us with, DVDs in hand, printed material in hand. So we need to start practicing a lot of that. And I see that a lot more of that is going on. And I'm happy to say my group, I really need to give a shout out to a few people, Marilyn, Marina, Bianca, Tracy and Dave especially, who are there with me anytime I need them on a sunny day. On a weekend, we're out there on the street
trying to
share some information about 9/11. And I see that going on in Edmonton and a lot of other places too. So, you know, it's important for us to do our civil duty, which is what John Boncourt was trying to do. That's what Nathan Moulton was doing. That's what I'm trying to do. Just be good citizens, and we can defeat this new world order.
Well, under the British system, silence is consent. So if you don't speak up, and if you don't make these people accountable, then absolutely you are consenting to what's going on. And I just want to say that was an excellent point you made about being the media, and not only a broadcaster, but also a producer of independent media. And there's a lot of gizmos and gadgets, and people seem to have cameras and all kinds of things in their ears. And there's a fantastic array of different ways that you can capture things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your level of skill. You can do a lot knowing very little. And, you know, you can do some pretty fancy-looking things, you know, the more you learn.
Sure. I mean, you could download some of the archives of this show and put them on CD and share those with people. Mm-hmm. You know.
That's right.
And incidentally, if you are going to be recording and broadcasting and you're concerned about rights or liabilities, you can check out the Criminal Code of Canada online. There's an excellent section there that talks about recording. I'll give you a quick lowdown on what your abilities are to record interactions that you have with authorities or different security forces, security guards, police officers, anybody that you're dealing with at a utility company, or any interaction that you have that you think is worthy of being recorded and rebroadcast. I highly recommend that you bear that in mind before leaving the house.
Well, yeah, absolutely, because they have no hesitation to record us. Anything that we do these days, none whatsoever. They have no shame about it. So they're going to have to get used to it if we want to retain our rights and freedoms in this country. They're going to have to deal with us doing the same thing.
I'm going to pop in real quick. There we have another pledge. Thank you very much. Kevin Mitchell, $20.
Awesome.
So, yeah, well done. Also, Mike from Hornby Island Painting is donating an extra $5 in my name, so I don't have to use this poisonous Aquafina bottle, and I get one of those fancy water bottles that Terry Hand has donated, which I'm going to pass on everyone who phones in. Gets a water bottle, so I got one of them. So I'm pretty sure there's a couple left. I don't think we've had
I'm
eight.
I'm jealous. Will somebody please donate in my name so I can get a water bottle?
Okay, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Here's the deal. You got $100 already from Chris for warcriminalsout.com.
That's right.
I told you I would donate what I can, so I'm pledging $25 right now. So I need another $25 from anybody out there to make warcriminalsout.com an official sponsor.
Very nice. That's a good challenge. So there's two. The $25 one to make warcriminalsout an official sponsor, .com, as well $50 in the name of Calgary to make Calgary 9/11 Truth.
WarCriminalsOut.com. You know, that I'm going to send out a challenge to anybody who wanted to be in Splitting the Sky's shoes as he was reaching towards the door to arrest George W. Bush. Anybody who's inspired by that and maybe goes asleep at night and kind of thinks, boy, you know, what if he had just made it through the door?
Absolutely. Go to splittingthesky.net. Watch the videos of what happened to him. Watch his previous presentations that he has given in the past year. Listen to what this man has to say. Listen to his experiences.
He's a hell of a speaker.
Interviews.
Yeah.
There's very few people in this world that I want to live vicariously through, but I got to say that that incident there makes me want to definitely stand in that man's shoes for that moment.
Well, he got beat up after that. You'd have to take that one, too, but I guess that's probably to be expected.
Well, how's that for the price of independent media? I mean, that's what Splitting the Sky is willing to do and lay it on the line. All we're asking is for you to pledge and give us a call here at the station, 250-716-3410. Match Kevin and match Wayne here. He's got a challenge out, $25.
Right, and let me tell you, we don't take any donations on our website, workernalsout.com. I don't take any donations through our website for Israel and 9/11 Truth. This is coming out of our own pockets here.
Okay.
So
sounds
we're
like a very legitimate message.
To do what they can at their own level and to help out the Unbought and Unbought Show and CHLY.
Nice, nice.
So let's carry on to workernalsout.com. That's a site that's only been around for just over a month now. It was about for the Bush visit, I got a call from Splitting the Sky and from Tony Hall. They wanted to put together some action about the visit of George W. Bush and other war criminals or accused war criminals from the former Bush administration coming into Canada, which is in violation of Canadian law. Okay, by a number of different statutes and policies of our federal government, various agencies, including the RCMP, the Ministry of Immigration, and also contrary to international agreements that we have signed and that we are party to, including the Nuremberg Charter and a number of others. So,
isn't the Simon Wiesenthal Center somehow opposed to this? Or, you know, isn't there an organization that, like, who's looking out for the work on
this?
Is there a work criminal task force? Or?
Jesse, is that, you know, I mean, we have seen numerous instances of this where, 60 years after the fact, they have got some black and white photo by who somebody alleges was a guard at Auschwitz or something, and they will go and hunt this guy down and kick him out of the country and go force him to stand trial.
Right.
Based on a lot of times on, you know, might be some flimsy information, but the allegations are there and they do it. They follow through on it. And here we have...
Dylan's coming back. Your pledge might have been met, Wayne, so hang on one sec. You got good news for me there?
Rolling
Chris Stewart, $25. Did he mention $25 for Fraser Valley? Shit.
Chris Stewart, please call back and clarify.
Yeah, Chris Stewart, call back and tell
us
that
much.
Your money is going to join in with Wayne's and war criminals out.
So have you got a sort of a current list of or a scale of how many war criminals a year are scooped
there
up?
There is you know, quite a number of them. You know, they're mostly the high level officials. I mean, you know, from Bush on through Cheney, Rumsfeld, Condoleezza Rice, Powell. You know, you name it. There's so many of them. John Yoo and a number of others. But
do you have a deck of playing cards or anything like that?
That has been done. I think I'm trying to remember the name of the site now.
I've seen great. Them as well. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have that particular, but we do have one that has the war criminal Connie on it, and I put that right up beside the public announcement of her visit to Canada. She's going to be speaking at the University of Calgary on March 13th.
Yeah.
Okay, she's going to be paid $150,000.
Wow.
A privately accused war criminal who should not be welcome in Canada whatsoever is going to be paid $150,000, the same as what Bush received.
War crimes is
good
business.
Pardon me?
War crimes is good business. That sounds like a healthy profit margin.
Apparently it is.
It could run us for 3 years, guys, if that's, you know, that's what it takes.
Right, so we've got this basically a red alert coming now because we knew Condi was coming, but we just found out that, yes, on May 29th, George W. Bush is coming back along with Bill Clinton. They are going to appear together on the same stage in Toronto.
Wow.
I mean, come on, people.
Good buddies, eh?
Yeah, you know, and of course he had to answer for in regard to the whole mess in the former Yugoslavia, you know, in the Bosnian War and all that stuff, and some others to be besides that. So, you know, these things are going on, and, you know, our job is just trying to inform people of what's going on because you're not hearing about a lot of the stuff in the mainstream media because they want to keep you from having a voice about it and from getting out there and protesting about it. So we put together this site to collecting newspaper articles. I mean, by the minute, people are sending them to me now. Please post this one. Please post this one. It's an immense amount of work that's gone into this to keep tabs on all the stuff that's going on, all the reports about the war crimes issue, and things that are being done globally, you know, to try and bring these people to justice. And yet our own Canadian government under Mr. Harper, you know, welcomes these people. Or has no comment minimally when we protest.
Oh, no, they'll stop George Galloway from coming in. I mean, geez.
Yeah,
you know?
I know, sure. They allow Bush in, and a week later they kick out George Galloway, you know, who's a humanitarian and peace activist.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's something really, really wrong in Canada right now. And, you know, we're trying to do our best to not only inform people, but to give them some tools to work with that they can get out on their own, in their own communities and start informing people about this and having their own little protests. I mean, and this is the thing I've been ranting for for a couple of years now is that we don't have to wait to have a big, huge demonstration of 10,000 people in a major city across Canada that the mainstream media will just ignore, or which they will send in their provocateurs and try and, you know, break it up type of thing. We can have an effect by going out on the street with some signs. I've got, there's 12 different signs that you could choose from on our website, download them, print them out, put them on some cardboard, and go by yourself or with a couple of people to a federal office someplace to start protesting. And getting, we've got a petition online. You can download the petition.
Hey Wayne, I'm going to cut you off. We got, thank you. We have the total today. We are so close to $8,000.
Wow.
Yeah, 79.56. We're aiming for 20 grand. This show just added in maybe $1,200 or $1,300 to that. So, well done to the Unbought and Unbossed supporters. We're talking to one of them on the phone right now, Wayne Pronte.
Let's see if we can get another $44. I'm just a big fan of round, even numbers. Would somebody else?
Well, someone did $26, the silly guys. But what we need, first off, is $25 to match Wayne's to get war criminals out. If you think that this is a valuable website and source for information of who's coming and going in Canada and what the Canadian response is, or lack of response, War Criminals Out is the website you want to know about, and for $25 they will become an official supporter, the business sponsor of CHLY and this show.
And just a reminder, folks, we actually all pay a portion of our taxes towards an organization called the Canadian Security and Intelligence Service. It's supposed to perform these sorts of duties.
Yeah,
but
the RCMP.
Since we're not really able to interface with them and have them do the job that they're supposed to do, it's people like Wayne and the organization like WarCriminalsOut.com that we rely on, and community broadcasters such as this to bring you the real information. So call in support.
Let me just give you a little quote here. This is from the official RCMP website. We've quoted it and put it on our website so everybody can see it. It says, as long as war crimes and crimes against humanity are being committed, Canada will be vigilant to prevent those responsible from entering Canada and becoming or remaining citizens. We will be ready to commence criminal investigations and prosecute such persons found in Canada. And I've even got the link so you can go in there and look it up for yourself.
Very nice.
I've got a couple of very good video clips you might want to take a look at. One is called The Torture Tour. It's about 3 or 4 minutes long. And there's another very interesting one. If you want to understand what's going on in Canada today, realize that we're no longer in a democracy, but living rather in a hypocrisy. We have a video there of Jason Kenney, Minister of Immigration, the same man who banned George Galloway, calling a guy who is a known war criminal a hero of his. A fellow who was involved in, I believe it was in Serbia, let me just look here. Canada recently dropped the requirement of visas for Croatian traveling to Canada. A small, appreciative delegation from the Croatian community gifted the minister, who then spoke of a man Kenny called one of his heroes of the 20th century, a fascist, rabidly anti-communist, pro-Nazi, pro-American, convicted, and properly imprisoned Catholic war criminal, Cardinal Elwa Stepanak. And
nasty.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just incredible. And of course, the JDL has nothing to say about this, but they raised a big stink about Mr. Galloway, who is a member of the Parliament of the UK. Mm. You know? serving, I think, his fourth or fifth term in the UK as an honorable member of Parliament.
Yeah.
And they're saying because he delivered food and medical aid to the suffering people of Gaza during the siege in January and December, that he supports terrorists. You know, come on, yeah. Canada. This is not something that that we can put up with. You know?
Yeah, that's right. So you're also following that story, or you were when that was going down. So that's...
There's a whole bunch of other ones. I mean, we've got, you know, CIA kidnap trials resuming Italy, publishing and be downed Mr. Cheney, Clinton and Bush booked for a joint Toronto appearance. We've got CIA watchdog reports that detainees died during interrogations. It just goes on and on and on. Just story after story after story that you can read there.
And that's warcriminalsout.com.
Yes.
Okay, very nice. Wayne, we got to wrap this up. I've got some things I got to do before I shut down my show. So thank you once again, a sincere thank you for the work that you do. You're scrambling to get donations for this radio station, and as well as for, being the friend that you've become over these last couple of years. Wayne, I...
Thank you very much,
Canada, I value you very much, and Canada doesn't know what they have in your continual activities. So,
thank you very much, Raymond, and thank you guys for being there. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay, Wayne, I appreciate it, and we'll talk real soon.
Take care.
Good day. Thank you. Okay, there we are, Wayne Pronte of Fraser Valley, and also War Criminals out. Bob, you've been sitting pretty quiet today. I would like to hear from you. What's your burning... thing right now?
Well, I was a little pissed off over the weekend when I became more aware that the Olympics security budget will be around $1 billion.
Mm.
And in previous venues, even though they claim they'll pull all these security cameras out after the games, they leave the cameras in.
Mm.
Furthermore, that as Wayne was talking about with the military cooperation between Canada and the United States under the Binational Planning Group, American soldiers will be on Canadian soil during the Olympics.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No kidding.
So they'll be handling security.
Yeah, there was a phone call while you were talking, so I'm going to bump in a caller. You're on the air. Hi.
Oh, hey, it's Chris from Roberts Creek.
Chris, hey, thanks for calling, buddy.
Didn't think I'd get you boys on the air.
Yeah, well, the phone's been tied up for a little while, but thank you. So what have you got to say tonight?
Well, let's even out that number, eh? Let's finish it off.
Okay.
All right.
Now, I don't
good
know
man.
How to
good
tie
man.
It in with Mr. Franti there.
Pronte, yes.
Supporting his.
Yes, yes.
So however we do it.
Okay, well, he's looking for $25, and the official total was it 56? You got it in front of you.
Well, I think Wayne did an extra 25, and Chris, that's yes. Chris Stewart, right?
No, is not Chris Stewart. This is Chris Moore.
Oh, Chris Moore.
I was here with that Chris Stewart that called in right
there. Wow.
Right,
yeah. Okay, Chris Moore. Very cool. Thank you.
So
Chris
we're at $79.56. If you're looking for an even number, 8,000 is about as even as I can think of.
So that would be $44.
That's $44. Is your wallet that big?
My
or?
Friends.
Or what you can, hell, man, you can round it up to $75. Well, $19 would take us to $79.75. That's a round number.
Whatever works.
Well, you know what? I want to get that 25. Can you afford 25? I want to
Let's
get Wayne $25.
Let's do that 25. Make sure we get that.
Okay.
That's deadly.
He's Michael Franti's brother, isn't he?
No, he's not. There's no relation. But
he sounds real smooth,
brother
though, doesn't he?
Mother, baby.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
So what's happening in Roberts Creek? That's burning and around the coffee shops there.
Well, you know,
coffee.
Boys, we love you out here, eh? I mean,
you do.
It's huge. It's straight through the channel across to us, and you guys are always promoting shows that we do over here. Shows
nice.
That I do, the Bob Marley Night.
There you go,
for sure.
So,
in fact, you guys are us because there's a lot of Roberts Creek. I'd say probably a large portion of the Roberts Creek population is a member of CHLY.
Oh, yeah, you drive around here, you see the stickers all over the place.
Nice.
Yeah, it is large. We
okay,
totally
so
appreciate it.
Yeah.
What I'm going to need for you to do is to call back and book that in with Dylan.
You got it.
Do you want... Actually, I'm going to give that phone number for other people. It is...
Yeah, do that. Do a lot of phone numbers.
There you go.
Yeah.
Area code 250-740-1017.
Yeah.
And that is... Dylan is going to answer that.
No,
nope,
that's the on-air line. Sorry.
Well, I've been waiting for the right time to donate, and this seemed like a good one.
Fantastic, man. Okay, so
thanks,
$25,
sir.
That gives... War Criminals out their official status. So
very close to $8,000, guys. So the other callers out there.
10 minutes.
Okay.
Challenge is out. We want to hit 8,000 before the end of the show here. And the office line again, 250-716-3410. To talk to our pledge drive office crew. Micey Mike's out there and Dylan's out there, and the door's been really hopping, people coming in and out all day.
Okay, that also got you a water bottle, so I guess I'll pick up the tab and mail it out to you. Or do you get to Nanaimo?
Yeah, I love the water bottle too, you know what I mean?
Okay, I'll send you out one of those, so make sure that you give Dylan your full address, your mailing address.
Right, you guys are fantastic. We love you.
Right on, far out, brother.
Good to hear from you.
Okay, so call back on the...
Call back the office phone. And
the office one.
Also, Chris, if you choose to use PayPal or if you mail us a check-in to the station, if we receive your payment, any pledge over $20, once you make your payment here, it goes into a draw for some Shane Phillip tickets. I'm not sure if the distance is possible for you guys over there in Roberts Creek, but that's certainly available to anybody who pays the pledge.
I get it, some will go.
Definitely.
Yeah. Very cool, buddy.
Okay, fellas.
Thank you very much. We're
crossing the line,
man.
Right on, buddy.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Awesome.
I just interrupted Bob. Bob, we're going to... I've got 3 minutes, and then I'm putting on a song, and that's the end of the fun drive for the Unbought and Unbossed show. However, this has been tremendously successful. Bob, give me 1 minute of some Bobisms.
Well, it'll be subtle, I suppose. I think that what you're up to here is a counterinsurgency, you might say, and it's really globalization of the truth.
And nice.
that's the weapon we use against these lies, some of them insidious and some of them incredibly bold-faced. And right under our noses, standing on top of them even. So I really want to tell you, Raymond, that what you're doing here is enormously important to a free society. And that's what we do with independent radio. We look underneath the carpet where the dirt has been swept. We shine the light in the corner. And now you're putting this message all across the globe, Raymond. I'm really impressed with you and your program, and I totally support what you're doing.
Far out, man. I thank you for the kind words. What I'm going to do right now, I'm going to thank the people who made pledges to this show and to this radio station. Bernie, new business member, CV Automotive. Doug, Emily, Bruce, the rest of the gang up in Edmonton, new business members, Edmonton 911 Truth. Michael Hills, again, a business membership, Hornby Island Painting. Fraser Valley, business membership. Again, special thanks to Chris Kufer of Edmonton, Alberta on that. Also, official business member, War Criminals Out. Terry Hand brought in those water bottles. Thank you, Terry. Chris Stewart, new Alice, Travis, John from Calgary. I want someone that's, again, $50 puts Calgary as an official business. That'd be like 6 or 7. This is stupid. It's stupidly wonderful, I mean. Rana, myself, Kevin, John, Anna, Brad, Brian, and Chris. That is a lot of names.
This is
very
amazing.
Nice.
Fun drive, guys. Thank you very much, everybody. Once again, we're very close to meeting our targeted pace for $20,000 this week. We're close to $8,000 at the moment, guys. We're at $79.81. So if anyone's out there with $19 burning a hole in your pocket and you'd like to invest in some truth, once again, you know, the Canadian military out of Kingston, Ontario, has a radio station that they broadcast to Kandahar called Radio Kandahar. And if you don't think that radio is a weapon, and if you don't think that the people that are pulling the strings are paying very close attention to what is broadcast in the media, then maybe this is the show that you need to listen to, because we're talking about the truth here, and history is important, and 2001 is a very historical moment for a lot of people. So thanks, Raymond, for carrying on the torch here, and challenge out there to everybody, $19 away from $8,000. Keep the momentum rolling.
Yeah, what do we got? We got another 5 minutes. I'm going to put on a track here so my buddy Raymond can get on. And that's the, what the hell is the show?
Well, the telephone.
Stop the hammer! Stop the hammer! Oh, he's not listening to me. I'm screaming my face off, and he's looking at me like I'm nuts. And, well, I'm nuts.
There's sound insulation in the booth. 716-3410. Guys, bring us up to $8,000 before we roll away here.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to put on a special song that's going to finish off this show. This is a remake with slightly updated lyrics concerning... where is it? It's called A Simple Song of Freedom. And who is singing this is a middle school, so junior high. It's the James Workman Middle School Choir. They're in Palm Springs. And I'm doing this show in part for the children, and the children are telling us that they want peace, and that's what this show wants, and that's what CHLY listeners want. Enough. It's time for something better. And, okay, friends, that is going to do it. Thanks again to everyone who supports and, you know, is still inquisitive, you know. Keep doing it, and peace out to you. Lots of love and respect to everyone out there. Okay, so I'm going to send you away with that simple song of freedom. Be well, everyone.